Weight loss solutions are not one-size-fits-all. Hers makes it simpler to get started and stick with a weight loss plan backed by expert-guided online care that puts your weight loss goals first. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits started just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
We got White Templars, which is true, and then we got your friend, I'm coming. it's three chapters, so for the purposes of this quiz we will have to only give you 1 point.
I don't care. I won.
You have no idea, Dredd, how many times Hal has referenced that before we record an episode.
I like how it was the White Templars too. You know, there's something.
Some of the gene seed splashed over.
Oh, yeah. Colin!
Oh no! Why'd you have to go and do that?
I kept it to gene seed. I kept it lore friendly.
And welcome to Lore Crimes. Today we have a very special quiz episode for you all. He's the master of memes and an angry undying dreadnought, and also my favorite Warhammer channel. It is Dredd Unknown himself, here to host our quiz. And what will our topic be today, Mr. Dredd?
Our topic will be obscure Space Marine chapters. The ones nobody knows about. Maybe some of them don't even have color schemes. That's how obscure we're going with it today.
Oh no, Andy's got us in the bag.
Andy dumb.
We're so dead. We are dead in the water. Oh, okay, Colin, Eli, get the funny answers ready. It's going to be pure funny.
I've gathered from those reactions, Andy, that your knowledge of obscure Space Marine chapters might be pretty good.
Well, to give you an idea, I make stuff for my thumbnails on my channel, and I actually made every single known successor chapter logo on my own, like, kind of like with a border and everything. So I made like 200 plus of these designs.
Whoa, okay.
So I got quite deep into, like, this is a weird chapter. What are they about? Oh, they've got like a paragraph. That's it. So I know a few of them.
Is it too late to change all of my questions?
No, we have to win. But okay. This situation is definitely the call of your ambulance, but not for me. We're going to suffer. Oh, Lord.
Okay, Colin, what are you feeling? How's your confidence levels tonight?
I've played the Space Marine video game, so as long as all of the questions are about Mark Strong, I think I've got this one. If that
actually, whoa, maybe not, but yeah, okay, because I always thought you were more of a fantasy guy, so.
Yeah. If the Celestin Prime makes a surprise appearance, I might be all right. Otherwise, I'm here. I'm definitely present.
Practically all of my knowledge of Edge of Sigmar comes from your videos, so.
Oh, thank you. I'm so sorry to hear that.
hold on for a second. Call it. Would you say you know more about the Space Wolves than, like, any other Space Marine chapter?
Why do you got to do that
to
me?
I think that's true. Other than Ultramarines, maybe. I think that's true.
Space Wolves, dude. Like, yeah.
Oh my god.
I guess I did have to learn about them to shit on them, so that's fair.
Exactly.
There is actually a Space Wolf question on here, so not to spoil too much, but you will have that in the bag.
All right. I got something.
Yeah. Eli, how are we feeling?
Pretty good. Like 50-50. I feel like I've made a few shorts on weird, obscure Space Marine chapters, but not that many. Yes. Yeah, they're also really old, so.
Now, a couple of these are pretty far back in the chronology, so I have faith in you.
Nice.
And Hal, what are we like? What are we like?
Well, confession. I like characters. So it has no characters. It's dead in the water.
There's none of that rubbish here. We don't like no personality. We don't like no character development. Right. It's all stats and meaningless statistics.
I want my blank army, guys.
I'm ready to be guided. Let's do it.
That is kind of like, well, I don't want to get too deep into it, but that is kind of like a good, that is kind of like a fun division of Warhammer players. Like, some people like the Faceless Army guys and some people like the personalities.
Yeah.
So, you know,
I'm a personality kind of guy.
Yeah. I'm sorry, you're shit out of luck here.
I know.
Okay. Are we ready?
Yeah.
Let's go.
Right. Question one, a real softball to start you off with. A walk into the goal. If you can't get this, then you may as well go home now. You're probably already at home, but I mean, like, the part of the quiz home. Okay, so question one. Which original Space Marine Legion only had one successor chapter? And for a bonus point, what was this successor chapter called?
Oh, okay, right, hold on.
Oh no, this is meant to be the easy one. Christ.
Ball, man. This was the... What have I created?
This is
I like the idea that he's just instantly come in and been like, I'm disappointed already at the status of Lorecrimes.
We named the channel Lorecrimes for a reason.
In the opening salvo.
Pain.
Rick.
Is this a bad time to mention I've still yet to read any of the Horus Heresy?
I chickened out
after like the first four books, I think. There's just so much of it, you know?
Well, Andy, what book are you on right now?
I'm on Titan Death.
In the Siege of Terror.
51. I'm on book 51 of, I think it's 51 of 52 of the Horus Heresy. Then I'm going to be doing the Siege of Terror. I started last year, like, properly. I think I listened to about Prospero Burns, I think, was the last one I listened to from, like, a few years ago. And then last year went from there, and I've gotten all the way through almost. So I'm nearly there.
Yeah, it's a bit. It is a lot.
Oh, my Lord. What would you say the good book to bad book ratio is, like, and just in terms of quality of the writing?
Quite honestly, I would say, from my experience, a third of them are kind of like, oh, I can't really remember what happened in these books. There are some which are like amazing. And then there's other ones where you go, I know what happens, but it was just a bit of a slog. Like me and Hal mentioned in, I think, a previous episode about the Salamander stuff is a really difficult series to get through because you're just like, nothing's happening apart from there being sad, you know?
Why does Nick Keim hate
me? Well,
Nick Keim is like, he can write a good book, but as soon as it has a salamander in it, I don't know what happens. It's like someone walks in, just like brains him or something. I don't know. I mean, I'm sorry, man, if you are listening to this, because I do like some of the other stuff, but I have to say, the salamander books have really pain. I'm so sorry, dude.
At this point.
All the answers. Oh, Colin, go on.
Oh, no. Oh, I was just saying, at this point, it's like when someone says you should watch One Piece. I'm like, that's 1,000 episodes. That's 54 books in the Horus Heresy.
You can just read all the Lexicanum articles. That's what I do. I've read every Warhammer book that's ever been written. What? So, the answers for question one are in. So, without further ado, I will move on to question two.
Let's go, baby.
The Black Templars, you know, we know them, we love them, everyone's favorite angry space Germans. But they're not the only Templars on the scene. I want everyone to name me two chapters with Templars in the name that are not the Black Templars.
Okay, I can do that.
It's just like color theory now. Like, we're just going to guess.
Only two of them are colors, so... Actually, wait, no, I only asked for two. Shit!
It's okay. It's okay.
Which is it?
Okay.
I think I know one of them. I think I know one. It was
All right, there's only so many colors in the rainbow, so I've got an all right chance.
Some of them aren't color themed, I have to say, but
yeah, there's more.
Oh shit.
Jeez.
The answers are pulling in.
And those are the ones I know with colors. That was the question, right? Like, which are the ones with colors?
Whoa, Andy, you've named me three. Whoa.
I have. I've got the logos somewhere to prove it.
You can't win.
if it's three answers, give it to him. Just give it to him.
Oh.
I can't wait for you to read out my answer, but don't do it yet.
Any bonus points from me for references to my videos, Mr. Man. So,
yeah.
You can keep trying, but, you know, it won't happen. All right, the answers are in. So, we're moving on to question three in this voice. Okay.
Okay, why not?
Reasonable Marines are a homebrew chapter with a focus on pragmatic tactics such as camouflage, negotiations, and long-range engagements. All the stuff you don't want in your Warhammer. But there is an official chapter that uses similar practical, pragmatic tactics. What are they?
Oh, I think I know this one.
That's a cheeky one.
I actually think I know this one.
Eli, you give me the answer before I even finish.
That's right.
I had the parrot or something, though.
I'm going to guess. These guys,
the last few brain cells I haven't killed are pretty chugging along this quiz. I'm feeling all right.
I remember because there were so many angry comments on my old Reasonable Marines video about how this is just a copy of this chapter or something.
But the
like
Reasonable
that
Marines came first. I know.
I like the idea that you might have gotten a point out of shame, just like sure. Right.
Reasonable Marines is like my only video to have a million views, and it's like in one of my old crappy videos too, which is like, I mean, a million views is cool, but also it's Reasonable Marines. What the heck?
Yeah. No, that's kind of how it goes with me too. Like all my most viewed videos are like the old ones I hit, so where I was just like mumbling into my microphone and didn't know how effects worked.
We should have a forfeit round where someone has to like whoever loses has to play their oldest video.
Oh no.
Oh, you guys should see my oldest short. It's like atrociously bad. I might have deleted it, actually. It's so bad. Oh, man.
No, you have to embrace the shame. You can't ever delete anything.
You're right. Yeah. I'll see if it still exists.
The answers.
I don't think I could do it.
In! Okay, so that is the end of round one. Let's.
Loving the energy, by the way.
Yes, I copied it from this zoology YouTuber named Lindsay Nicole. She's really good, and she says everything in the exact same tone of voice. So
We love it.
In the astronomically unlikely event that she's listening to this, hi, Lindsay, I'm sorry for ripping you off. Okay, so our first question was, which original Space Marine Legion has only one successor chapter? And for a bonus point, what was this successor chapter called? So, Andy, I am grilling you first. You answered the Space Wolves and the Wolf Brothers. And sir, you are correct!
Hey. Damn.
2 points.
Colin.
Oh no.
Colin, you got the Space Wolves, but you did not get the Wolf Brothers. You answered the Wolf Spear, which I regret to inform you are a recent prime success.
Oh, that's right.
Yep.
I'm tutting. It's low volume, but I'm tutting. You just gave the Space Wolves. Come on.
I did. And and then immediately eject. All right, Eli.
I mean, it's the Space Wolves, so we'll forgive it.
I'll take
Eli,
one.
Eli, you said Space Wolves. You got a point for that, but then you said the 13th company were called Amogus.
No.
I do not think it's the correct answer, and dare I say, is a little sus.
Ooh.
In
Oh Lord, I feel bad for my answer now.
Hal, what were we doing? Oh!
Did he say salamanders?
My
no.
man! My G! What were you thinking?
Top G. I just realized how wrong I was, because I just remembered the other successor chapter is the Brazen Colors.
They've got like a dozen successor chapters.
Yeah, they got loads. Well,
they only had. They only had. I thought they only had the Red Talons, but I just remembered they had the Brazen Claws, and then they had a successor chapter way later. Like
they have a few, I think.
But now they have more.
Yeah, they got Sons of the Gordon, Gorgon, Iron Lords. They got all sorts.
This might be spoilers for later questions, which probably.
Yeah, I don't know this.
I like how was like the Brazen Claws and the other, and it's like whichever one came first, the other one copied their homework. So it's like, hang on a minute, it's exactly the same logo, just with a different color scheme. Cheats.
That's kind of what painting Space Marines is, though, bro. No one's inventing a new color.
You didn't know the Wolf Brothers.
I didn't think it was Space War. I thought it might, because I could only think of only has one, and I thought the Space War was they made more. No, they had that plan to wrap the Eye of Terror.
They did make more later, but after Primaris.
Weight loss solutions are not one size fits all. Hers makes it simpler to get started and stick with a weight loss plan backed by expert guided online care that puts your weight loss goals first. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com apply.
Oh, that's a nice codex you got there. Unzips flies, takes a piss on it. That's their opinion.
First, they made the first one, and Lehman was really excited for it, and then it ate shit and died, and the world was better for it.
They all turned into furries.
Such a hater.
Oh, I pain. I didn't. Yeah, I'm in last place. This is gonna be bad.
As penance, how you have to do a Space Wars video for your next channel upload.
The punishment fits the crime. But, okay. Shall we move on to round two?
Let's do it. Let's go.
Okay. Now, this is going to be a really weirdly structured one because I didn't think about how this would work just over speech. So you're all going to have to, just put up with it. Because I said so. It's my quiz and I'll do it what I want.
Okay. I have a question.
Yeah, a question!
What about the results for the other two questions?
I said them and then I forgot them as soon as I said them. okay, right. So, what do we got?
Andy.
Oh shit, we didn't discuss the other two questions at all. Whoops.
I forgot. We're leaving this in, by the way. 100% we're leaving this in.
We impeached Trinan on for being a terrible quizmaster. Okay. Andy, you gave me three. You give me the Silver Templars, the Red Templars, and the White Templars. All of those are correct, but you still only get 2 points.
Aww.
Because I'm mean like that. Okay.
Okay.
Colin, we got White Templars and Red Templars. That is correct. Also,
yes!
My boy.
Eli, you got Red Templars, White Templars, Knights Templars are probably one lel, which is not true, but you got 2 points anyway.
I'll take it.
I'm so excited for my answer. You have to do it in the voice. You have to do it.
We got White Templars, which is true, and then we got... Oh, your friend! I'm coming! It's Marine chapters. So for the purposes of this quiz, we will have to only give you 1 point.
I don't care. I won.
You have no idea, Dredd, how many times Hal has referenced that before we record an episode.
I like how it was the White Templars, too. You know, there's something...
Some of the gene seeds splashed over.
Oh, Colin!
Oh, no! Why'd you have to go and do that?
I kept it the gene seed. I kept it lore-friendly.
Okay.
Sister, you must preserve my brother's gene seed. Cut it from his body.
We're filthy. We're so filthy. God Lord.
Okay, but with regards to the third question, everyone got that right. That was the Raptors.
Oh, wait, I got an extra bit as well. I put something extra as well.
yes, you did. You did. You put Fox News' anime, which is probably technically true in some sense. I can't fathom as to what that sense would be, but you know what?
I have to put this on the internet. It has to be there.
I admit it's been some time since I watched Fox News, so I can't say if I can I can confirm or not.
I'm pretty sure Trump and Ted Cruz had a beam struggle, and then Ted Cruz gave a speech about his family, and then that enabled him, that gave him the strength to make his Kamehameha stronger. Which I'm pretty sure is like the 2016 election.
And then Tucker Carlson said, "Hey, sometimes I just get smacked in the face. I'm just asking the questions." He just left it on that.
Yeah, I love Tucker Carlson memes.
I do. He's such a weird man. Even in this other side of the continent, you know, over the ocean, whatever. Oh.
His reach extends far.
As does his hairline.
Wahey!
Ouch.
Hey, oof.
Okay, now that we've actually said how many points everyone has gotten, not just in my dementia-riddled brain, let us move on to round two. This is extremely weird because I didn't think about how it would work. Because when you think about a quiz, you imagine everyone huddled around a table with like pen and paper and stuff, which is not the case here. But we're going for it anyway. So I have listed 4 Space Marine chapters, and I have listed 4 gimmicks. Now, your task will be to match the Space Marine chapter to their gimmick.
Oh no. This is going to be difficult. Okay.
Loud and clear.
Okay, so here are the 4 Space Marine chapters. I've just noticed they're all bird themed, but that doesn't have any bearing on the question, I don't think. I don't know how that happened, but anyway. Right. The Doom Eagles. The Howling Griffins. The Imperial Hawks. And the Shadow Falcons. Are we good?
Yeah.
Did everyone get those? Okay. We have here the chapters. And now let us move on to the gimmicks. The gimmicks are Swearing Oaths, Having a High Number of Librarians, Being Depressed and Nihilistic, and Operating from High Altitude. So we will put those in the chat.
That's very bird. That's just like too bird themed. Like, come on, Warhammer. Christ.
There are a lot of birds. You could say that perhaps Games Workshop have at times been bird brained.
Is this because you don't like having birds rest on the dreadnought? Is this like an inside?
They just poop everywhere. It's crazy.
Oh, this is tough though. Andy's already won this, so.
Hey, I know a couple of these.
Oh, hey, Christ!
We've got an answer.
I actually don't know the last two, though. I just guessed. Not gonna lie.
I mean, I've structured it in such a way that if you know two of them, you could probably get the remaining two pretty easily.
Allegedly.
But also, really.
Yeah.
Oh, this is difficult, though, because I don't know any of these. Paid. Colin, please tell me you're suffering.
You know, I'm going. I might be going the wrong way. Oh, shit.
The odds are that you'll probably at least be able to get one, I should think. Just by pure chance.
Christ, these are all successor chapters, are they, as well? Which is kind of like, yeah.
Obscure, we shall go.
Two of these are from the Ultramarines, right? I don't know what the other two are, though.
Yeah, I think it's the Ultramarines and... One of them's bound to be the Raven Guard, just because of all of the birds, but...
Where they're all Ultramarines.
That would be extremely misleading.
Everyone wishes they were Ultramarines, so...
True.
It's real. Not true!
Do you have a favorite chapter or, like, legion yourself, Dread?
I think I like the Salamanders the best of the original legions, just because...
Yeah!
Nice.
You know, they're nice, and we appreciate niceness in this house.
I can hear the Salamander character now, actually, now that you're talking. I can completely hear it.
It's just an American accent for some reason. The least effort I put into anything ever.
I mean, it works.
All the models have their helmets off, so it's like... I just gotta talk. I can't rely on my effects to save me.
Depressed and nihilistic is tripping me up, because it just seems so obvious to...
Because that's the Night Lords, and they're not in the list.
Yeah.
Well, the Night Lords like to impress their depression and nihilism on others with, you know, knives.
They're not cool like the White Scars. They're just like, just go for a ride, chill, it'll be fine.
Just get on your Harley, play some classic rock, and let the wind run through your hair. Is the White Scars solution to all their problems? Yeah.
Maybe, put some Motorhead on and go and cut someone's head off. Great.
Maybe I am a White Scar.
We're all White Scars, brother.
Are you
Mongolian? I'm afraid I'm not.
Well, then I don't think you can.
I have played a large amount of Total War Medieval 2, though. So.
Okay.
Solomon and Shiban Khan are from Terra. So.
Yeah, I guess so.
I think Colin's probably the type of person who a Mongolian back in the day would have really crushed, so, like the rest of us, so we're probably quite far off Mongolian.
Excuse you.
You know what I mean.
Just picking on you. Genetically,
I'm Irish and Italian. I was in the clear zone.
Mine wasn't.
It's the Hungarians that have to worry about it. Do we have anyone of Hungarian extraction here tonight?
I don't know, necessarily. Eastern European, though.
Okay. Well, somewhere in that region.
Pain.
Okay. Wait, yeah, everyone's got their answers in. So, let us move on to question number 2 of this extremely finicky round. Okay. I have listed 3 Space Marine chapters who fell to Chaos. And next, I will list the three Chaos Warbands that they became. And you will have to match the chapter to the warband that the chapter became.
Okay.
Sorry, I stumbled over my words a bit there, but we're powering through. We're powering through. Okay.
This is so Andy. Oh, go ahead. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah. I mean, Andy's got all of these, I think, so far. So, so the chapters are the Astral Claws, the Crimson Sabers, and the Lion Guard.
Oh, I know this. Cool. Right? No worries. I'll do that.
Get on the last two.
Flip sec. And the war bands are the Death Shadows, the Red Corsairs, and the Crimson Slaughter.
That's easy.
Andy, you dickhead.
Man.
you guys can get it.
Oh no. I feel like I've heard of Crimson Sabers from something.
I'm gonna be cheeky and give you a hint here. The Crimson Sabers one is pretty easy when you
pretty easy.
Okay, thank you.
It's so easy it looks like a trick, but it's actually not. It's just Chaos being really uncreative.
Hal, do you not know the Red Corsairs one?
That's the one I did know. That's the one I did know.
Even I knew that one.
Good.
I gotta admit, no offense, Hal, but you're having a bit of a tough time with this one. I'm quite surprised, because you're usually storming it.
I don't know how many... Yeah, I know characters,
all
though.
All I know how to do is eat hot chip and reference Horus Heresy.
All I know is, like... because we all specialize in different things, so this is, like, my big weakness, essentially. I don't...
There's a question later on that I think you will be well suited to, if that is of any comfort to you.
Probably not, because I'm going to go for the funny.
To be fair, it's been a roller coaster. Like, Yarrick, I stormed it, and then we just did the Luminef quiz, which I got nothing, because I don't know anything about fantasy. So
that's tough.
Yeah, I'm like the most inconsistent member. Whereas you're all like, usually anywhere from like second, maybe third. Or me, it's either first or fourth every time.
I haven't won in so long.
He called Age of Sigmar fantasy. I'm already fucking seething in this corner over here.
It is fantasy. You have to accept this. It's fantasy, but everyone.
No. Maybe like
world
cry.
Will come out. It's coming. I swear. The old world's gonna be here someday, guys.
They'll release the old world and smite the Age of Sigmar Heights.
It'll next year. Sorry, year, guys. Next year.
It'll be done when it's done, and we like that. We're done when it's done.
It'll be done after the next 200 Horus Heresy novels have been released.
I can't wait until Age of Sigmar releases an update where a wayward Space Marine chapter somehow transports himself into the setting to sort it out just to boost sales.
And then Nagash raises them all as corpses.
We have Beastmen in space now, so
that's true. They're coming back, not just the Zangors.
The little dwarfs. They're fighting the dwarfs. Just like
I did see that, and I was like, what are they doing here? Get out of my 40k.
Skaven in space, who knows? Maybe someday.
I think Deep Rock Galactic has single-handedly made me love the Leagues of Otan. Not for any of their lore, just because I get to scream rock and stone every time I think about them. That is it.
There should be a special rule where if you scream rock and stone and then knock all of your opponent's models over,
I think the special rule is you get escorted out.
Yeah, just tip the table at that point. Just go, rock and stone.
It was like that thing where like all like security guards like carry one arm, and it's just the person like sitting there like all victim, and they had that look on their face where like I'm completely helpless. This is the end.
Yeah, you're going to encourage people to go to tournaments now and just put like pebbles in their pockets, and when they're losing, they'll just lob them. And it's like rock and stone. Ow! Stop it! Nice. Just because you're losing.
Bit of an escalation from war crime.
Like yelling "wah" when you're playing orcs.
Yeah.
They have to do that, like, to be fair, though.
You have to.
Yeah, but
you have to yell as loud as you can.
But you lose your respect of your loved ones as well, so it's a bit of a trade-off.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know.
It's like the store has windows in the front and people can look in and see you.
Just remember how not everyone has loved ones, so it's fine.
Jesus Christ, what was that?
Just being a realist.
Welcome to Law Crimes. Here we're about to almost make war crimes.
These are just regular crimes.
If you have a loved one, let Hal know and he'll personally take care of that.
Andy did.
Oh, man.
I'm in, Andy.
I'll just watch and laugh and film it on my phone.
You can find all of our future videos on LiveLeak.
Oh man!
If anyone sees a LiveLeak like logo appearing in the corner of their vision right now, just please let them know.
To all the grandkids watching this, yes, this was bizarre. Yes, we were weird. It was a weird time.
Oh.
It was the best of times. It was the blurst of times.
The blurst. I think I'm confident my answers are on this one. I think I've got it.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, yeah, everyone's in. So we will move on with this handy-dandy little line of equal signs, because I just noticed that looked really cluttered. We will move on to question three, which is, you know, some chapters, they ain't so Codex compliant. They kind of mix things up a bit. They do things their own way. And one of the parts of that is giving weird names to some of their roles within the chapter, like, for instance, chaplains. The following three chapters give weird names to their chaplains, and you will be required to match the chapter with their chaplain equivalent. So, here, we... I think I just forgot to copy it, and I deleted it, so we will...
reload.
Okay. Thank you, undo sign in Microsoft Word. Okay, we got the Celestial Lions, the Emperor's Spears, and the Tome Keepers. And... Oh, come on, you can't have this already.
No, I don't. I'm interested.
I noticed a message from Eli, and he was like, I thought it was going to be the answers, but he was just despairing.
Yeah.
Okay, and the chaplains are the orators, the death speakers, and the druids.
Oh, we actually get... Okay, I didn't think that you were going to give us the chap... names.
I'm generous.
So it's not so over. It's not so over.
Nothing is over. Not as long as you can imagine it. So just imagine yourself getting the right answers, and that maybe you will.
Too easy.
Yeah.
Let's see. Just put this here.
Maybe freaking...
I got this.
Oh. Who names their chaplains orators? That's so...
It makes sense. That's all I'm saying.
They do all the talking. You know?
Is that from the third book of Armageddon? I'm trying to sneak in if everyone knows it. We're going to give away the answer for me there.
You're giving away That was quite the sound.
Sorry. I don't know how that came across. Probably not as a shush as I intended.
I love the Inquisition.
We have you surrounded. Come out and achieve Codex compliance.
Daddy.
I hate the Inquisition.
Open up, it's time to do your taxes. No.
Oh, that's
how the Betab War started.
God, I need to go back to Huron Blackheart at some point, because that guy is like Abaddon but competent.
Really cool.
And I miss Abaddon. Oh, God damn. Did you hear it in the GW like video?
Yeah, and then they followed it with Reboot Gullum. It's like, bleh! No.
Guy Haley says Reboot.
If they made it up, they can kind of pronounce it how they want, maybe, but...
No one says it like Guy Haley says Reboot Gulliman, and I still want to, like... I just want to throttle that, because it's just someone... No one says Reboot Gulliman. It's wrong. It's actually straight up.
It's like if one of the orders said, actually, it's pronounced Angeron. You're like, no, that's silly. Or I don't know.
It's not as bad as Corvus Corax, actually, for Angeron. But Corvus Corax.
Or Ferris Manus.
Bird.
It's called Iron
Hand. Ferris Manus, yeah.
I learned that recently. I said it on our podcast, which is coming out. Well, should be out by now, by the time of recording. But his name actually means Iron Man, which Colin pointed out is not much better. but it's not Iron Hand.
Also, I did finally just plug it into Google Translate, and it actually is just Iron Hands, at least according to Google Translate.
So why are they all so wrong with it?
I
got corrected by so many people in my chat.
Because it's the internet.
Oh, they're such a... Damn idiots.
I had a revolting comment recently on one of my videos on Reddit, and there was a comment saying, oh great, another 40k YouTuber who doesn't read any of the books. I'm like, I have just got to book 51.
I saw that.
Of the Horus Heresy.
Can watch this video and see how much you know about random facets of 40k. They can suck it.
Yeah.
Jeff, we'll call him out. Whoever said that, they have to do the Mad Max, two men enter, one man leaves. Two men enter, one man leaves. Who knows the most lore? Someone just
about what a lovely day.
I haven't seen the original Mad Max. That's something I haven't seen.
Oh, you got it.
Neither is Colin.
Good.
Colin.
Pretty good. Exactly.
I really like the new one.
Yeah, the new one's great. And then they're making like a spin-off type thing now, I think.
Did you know, like the new one, they basically didn't have a screenplay for it. They just kind of went, we kind of know what we want to do. And they just shot it. And I'm like, that's mental.
Yeah, there were so many ways that could have gone wrong.
Didn't they have to pause it as well? They had to like stop and then they reopened the film.
Yeah.
They had to move production entirely from Australia to Namibia. Because Australia had an unusually rainy season and like the desert turned green, or maybe it was the other way around. I can't remember, but
I hate
it was
when
something
that
crazy like that.
Colin, have you please tell me you've seen Mad Max? Colin,
yeah,
are you there?
Yeah, how you doing?
he's still with us. Have you seen Mad Max?
Staying suspiciously quiet.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You avoided me there.
No, I.
Mad. That was my favorite part of that film that I know.
Yeah. What our wonderful guest Drenadon said. I loved when Max got mad and Maxed all over the place.
Any Mad Max all over the set?
Like Max from Ruby and Max.
Oh yeah. My God!
Oh,
wasn't ready for that today.
Oh, the references. I think I'm confident, but this is the one I'm for the most confident about. The other ones I have no faith in myself.
Now we shall see who has triumphed.
Okay. On edge there, on edge.
Yeah, I'm
that was a little Captain Kirk-esque a little bit, like, hello and welcome to the Starship Enterprise. It was that weird intonation.
Oh my God, I'm a text-to-speech device. I'm... I was the text-to-speech device all along.
The true text-to-speech device was the text-to-speech device we made along
the way.
Hit us, boy. We're ready. Finish
okay.
it.
In the realm of matching chapters to their gimmicks, we got the Doom Eagles are depressed and nihilistic. The Howling Griffins really like swearing oaths. The Imperial Hawks like their high-altitude deployments, and the Shadow Falcons have a high number of librarians.
No way!
Damn, I got...
Yeah. I guessed that!
I got
I'm
one.
I'm quite sure, dude, because you got stuff wrong!
Oh.
Ooh.
So angry.
Okay, so you said that the Doom Eagles like swearing oaths, which they do not like, actually, so that's incorrect. You said the Howling Griffins like high-altitude deployment, which they don't.
Oof.
So you're remembrancing all over the place right now. I'm not a good one. Okay, you got the Shadow Falcons like have a high number of librarians, right? So that's 1 point to Andy, which is less than I was expecting.
Insane.
Well, I only got one right.
Yeah, you got the Shadow Falcons right, but that's it.
What? Oh, now I put in bollocks.
Sorry, this was an easy one to slip up on, because if you get one wrong, then that sort of...
Yeah, I see what I've done. Yeah,
cascades down.
I see what I've done. I mixed two of them up. Oh, no.
Now, let us take a look at Colin's answers to this.
Same boat.
Okay, you also got one right. You got the Holy Griffins like swearing oaths right. So... We're one for one when we should be four for four. But you also said the Doom Eagles like high altitude deployment like ODSTs from the hit game Halo 3 ODST. Prior to making we will not comment on whether or not Halo Reach is better or worse than Halo 3 ODST, when Halo 3 ODST obviously has superior atmosphere, superior level design, and all that jazz. But we won't dwell on it. We won't dwell on it. We'll move on. We'll see what Eli's got cooking.
All right, I can give you the atmosphere.
Shut up!
Straight up. The teacher, the student, was like, shut your mouth. You're disgusting. Oh, what's wrong with you? So much.
What's happening? I don't like that. You've created an uncomfortable atmosphere.
I did! Oh, man. Eli, what did Eli get? I'm curious.
Eli, you said the Doom Eagles are emo as fuck. Which
is not what I said.
Is correct. No, you did. You did, I think.
I don't say bad words.
Oh, no, you didn't. Sorry. I put words in your mouth there. I was projecting, and I truly am sorry for that. But you also said that the Howling Griffins like swearing oaths, which is correct.
Yeah, but...
And you also said the Imperial Hawks... Oh my God, it's 4 for 4 with Eli!
Ooh, oh no!
Oh man!
Holy Christmas, the sweep! The sweep of the week. But I have preemptively said sweep of the week, for Hal has also sweeped it!
Ooh. Yeah, boy! I guessed it as well.
Comeback.
Oh, you somehow guessed every single one right. That's quite impressive, actually, just from a probability standpoint.
Call me Kim Kardashian, because there's a comeback here, boys.
Oh,
so sorry. Boo. I know.
Oh,
we need someone else to be the remembrancer here. Because huh, Andy, looking too hot in this weather.
Oh, man.
Calm down.
Let us see.
Kick his ass.
In the next question.
Oh, man.
Oh, Lord. Nobody kick my ass, please.
No, and Andy's ass.
No, it's all right. We love you, man. We love you.
Okay. Who's ass? Okay, so no. Let's just say no asses are being kicked for the foreseeable future.
Yet.
But the comeback of the century, Andy, because you're 3 for 3 on question 5.
Hooray.
You said the Astral Claws became the Red Corsairs, the Crimson Sabres became the Crimson Slaughter, and the Lion Guard became the Death Shadows.
Yes, all correct. Did.
But can everyone else match your performance?
I think so.
Yeah, actually, Colin, also 3 for 3. My God.
I'm staying in.
Eli, 3 for 3. Man, you've done it.
Yeah. I don't know who the Lion Guard are, though.
God, it's a full house. It's a full house. Everyone got 3 out of 3 on that one question.
Oh, come
you
on.
You get a 3 for 3. Nice. You get a 3 for 3. Everyone gets a 3 for 3.
Oh, no.
Of Warhammer pub quizzes.
It's really close. I'm tallying up the score as we go, and I'm like, oh, no, me and Hal are even. Bollocks.
Okay. You poor thing. This is my worst subject area.
So keep winning. Stop winning these quizzes.
I am not going to win this one. Don't worry.
There's one question left. Let's see who said what and possibly why. Okay. Andy, you said the Celestial Lions name their chaplains Death Speakers, which is correct. You said the Emperor's Spears name their chaplains Druids, which is also correct. And you said the Tome Keepers name their chaplains Orators.
Yep, it makes sense.
Like, correct.
Orators, they're good at speaking.
This is very bad.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I Druids. What are the Emperor's Spears based on? The Picts, the Druids. Duh.
Yeah, I didn't get anyone the Emperor's Spears, actually, because I can't spoil it because it's the answer to a following question, but there's something about them that really bugs me, and it has come up on the quiz. And it will be a question later, so just keep that in your memory banks.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. Colin, you got one right. You said the Emperor's Spears named their chaplains Druids, which is correct, but you got the other two wrong. So, a startling descent.
Man, I was full confident with the Celestial Lions being warriors, and
what happened.
Yeah,
I threw. I copied and pasted, and I didn't look back at the. Oh my gosh, it's so over.
What happened?
I think I copied and pasted all the names you put there, and then I got them mixed up.
That is quite possible, but unfortunately, Eli, you have achieved 0 points in this particular question.
The Emperor's Spears is right.
Oh, sorry. I'm so sorry, Eli. I nearly cast you into the fires of heck there.
Ooh.
Yes, you got one.
Neck and neck, Eli. Ooh.
Okay, well, in my defense, I put the Celestial Lions.
Just for that, I'm removing all your points. You've got 0 points now.
I copied and pasted wrong, so I put the Celestial Lions have Tomb Keepers and the Death Speakers have Orators. So,
as you can tell, the Lore Crimes is an organized and efficient channel. We don't make any mistakes.
If it wasn't attacking the Death Speakers, would be a cool name for a chapter. So,
true, actually. That's really cool.
I think I also saw Order and Death Speakers, so I'm like, oh, those are the same thing. I'll just put them beside each other.
Well, there was a Death Speaker in the second Grimaldus book. Mm.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Trivia. We're getting some trivia.
What the heck?
Okay, and Hal, what do we got? What do we got? What do we got?
I got one. I did bad.
Yeah, everyone got the Druids, I think.
Hmm.
Yeah. So that, you got one.
Pain.
So a varied performance from each and every one of you so far, which, you know what? That's what makes it interesting.
Also pain, because I don't know how I'm
still really close though. Because if I'm tallying this correctly, me and Eli have 12. Colin has 11. No, he has 9, and Colin and Hal has 10. So there's only a few points in it.
I'm not lost.
No, you're barely over last.
At this point, it could go anyway. That's what you expect on here on Lore Crimes. Even though this is my first time participating. So I don't know what to expect. But I think Okay, so it's close, but who will come ahead? Let us find that out right now, right here, in round three!
Okay.
Okay. I think this is actually kind of an easy one, but it tests your knowledge of the game itself rather than the lore.
Oh, Eli's got this.
Oh, no.
Maybe I've got this.
It's an easy one. I think everyone will get it. So, okay. Which now relatively obscure chapter was on the cover art for the very first edition of the Warhammer 40,000 rulebook?
Oh.
Oh, I think I might have this.
Well, hey, the answers are flooding in, and it looks good so far.
Unless you see mine and you you change your mind.
The first ever rulebook, and it's an obscure one.
Well, they're now kind of obscure, but they were the face of the game back in the day for like 3 years until the Ultramarines
were released. No. I have an idea, but I know I'm pretty sure it's wrong. Oh no!
With the bench,
you'll never know unless you try.
I got it, boys.
Ah, dear me. Well, I'll try it. It's the only one I get. This is my weakness.
If not, go for funny. Go for funny. If you,
I gotta try. I gotta try.
Or make a reference to my videos, and you know, I'll maybe give you.
Can I put a normal answer and a funny answer with it?
Whoa!
I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna go for it.
You may amend. You may amend if I don't notice. Okay. The answers are in. Now we're moving on to the question, my personal bugbear, the thing that really keeps me up at night, which I am projecting onto all of you to share in my frustration. Okay, question two. What weapon is on the chapter badge of the Emperor's spears?
I know this. It's so annoying.
Yeah.
Thank you, Aaron Densky-Bowden.
This, I will never let this die. It is the most, is the shippest damn thing in the entire game.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, I've got an answer in that I'm pretty sure is incorrect, but you know, we'll allow it.
I think my answers are cursed.
Okay, two of the jokes are for some reason sort of the same thing. Like,
oh no, I think we've always done it. We're thinking along the same lines as an old joke we've done.
You are unoriginal, which is the worst thing. That's even worse than being wrong, so we should deduct a point for that.
Ooh,
oh my lord.
Can we deduct 5 points?
I got mine in first.
Let me change mine then. I'll change mine to something else.
No, this is not allowed! Even though I just said it once.
Should I not change it? I can still. I got a better one.
We'll all think less of you, but you know.
I'm gonna change it. Okay.
Fair enough. Now, if it's less funny than that, then you know I'll be even more disappointed. I'm waiting to see what you change it to before I move.
This better be good, Hal.
Nice.
Is that funny? Is this funny?
It's kind of funny, but I don't know if it's just the sort of thing I find funny because I've been out for like 3 hours.
You have to read it out though, so it will be forever on the internet.
We'll get to it. Okay, but first of all, we have the final question of round three. Now, we all know that Space Marines love their Primarchs, but a few chapters love their Primarchs so much that they just named the chapter after them. So,
I know where you're going.
Four Primarchs, or I should specify, which four Loyalist Primarchs have chapters named directly after them? And for a bonus point, which Primarch has the most chapters named after
them? Here we go. Can we mention the name of the chapters as well for fun?
If you need to flex on everyone that bad.
Okay, cool. That's fine. Yep.
For fun? What do you mean for fun? That's not fun. Oh, God.
If you need to show your superiority that badly, then I suppose I can allow.
Yeah, I have a very fragile ego, so.
Stop, stop. They're already dead.
God, it's actually quite difficult because I have to.
It's not who you'd expect for the bonus point. It surprised me when I found out.
I'm stuck, boys. I'm stuck. Is it four? We need four, right? Don't we? Four.
Yeah, the four loyalist Primarchs who have chapters named directly after them, and which Primarch has the most chapters named after them?
I'm switching between one or two. I'm gonna have to commit.
There are no stupid answers. There are totally stupid answers, but I trust you not to make one.
On this one, the previous two, I definitely ruined it.
There was some stupidity there, but we appreciate that. It was the fun kind of stupidity.
I have a question. So I know the four Primarchs, but the other bit where you say the one who has the most named after him.
Yes.
So that's kind of tripping me up a little bit, because I know the four Primarchs, but I'm not quite sure what you mean about
So of the four, two of them have one chapter named after them, one of them has two chapters named after them, and one of them has four chapters named after them.
Oh, so just like containing their names, you mean?
Yes, because it is all the same formulation, like the X of Y, but yeah.
I understand, yeah. I understand.
I think I feel slightly...
I'll name them two for fun.
Okay.
Might have got one wrong. One or two, I don't know. Frick.
I'm going on a wing and a prayer.
Are you going for funny now, Colin? Is it already like... It's
no,
funny
he's
time.
He's going to get an answer as well, so we'll not judge him too harshly.
Okay.
It does pose an interesting question. You know, was Dragon Ball GT that bad?
Oh,
the answer is yes.
Yeah, it was. I cannot stomach GT apologists, because they haven't watched it. They haven't watched it recently. They've only watched the intro, which has an amazing song, an amazing animation, and amazing imaginative character designs. And then you get to the show, and it's a slideshow where, like, Dr. Slump Rejects yell at each other and make weird, uncomfortable sexual innuendos. So,
yeah.
If any of you like Dragon Ball GT, you can take a hike right now.
Super Thank Saiyan God 4 for... Gogeta was pretty cool,
I've never
though.
Seen that.
Yeah, it was pretty cool, yeah. I think Super Saiyan 4 would have been pretty cool if, like, the fur was gold, because the pink doesn't really work, I don't think.
Oh, it looks so bad, doesn't it?
That would have been cool, yeah.
Yeah. I like the design, but I think the color scheme should have been different. Eli, you're...
Ooh.
You're in a good place. Don't ever watch it. Don't ever subject right. yourself to all that. Right.
Super's good. Super's okay, actually.
It had ups and downs.
It recovered slightly towards the end.
I have a confession to make.
Oh, no.
I have never seen Dragon Ball Z in any form.
I have seen the first, like, 20 episodes of the original, so I can at least say I've seen Dragon Ball. Kind of.
Yeah, I mean, the early parts are probably the best, I would say.
Yeah.
We're not talking the Frieza arc? Yeah, Frieza arc.
Frieza saga's the best.
Yeah.
With a Saiyan close runner-up.
God, what did people do? People didn't have childhoods in this
And he was too busy preparing to make fun of me for not seeing movies before he even knew who I was.
Yeah, you guys are watching Dragon Ball, I was watching The Godfather, I suppose.
Oh, man, he's gotten there.
I studied the blade. Something the Warhammer lore.
I know, and now look at us. What are we doing on a Friday night, boys? What's wrong with us?
We're having fun.
Well, you studied Warhammer lore. I committed genocide in Paradox Interactive Games.
I feel good about this round, though.
That's all there is to it. Okay, so the third round has concluded, and the scores shall now be tallied. Who will come out on top? Who will come out in bottom? Who will come out in the middle? Find out next time on Lore Crimes.
Yeah.
Okay, but seriously, we're just doing it now instead of, you know, waiting for a week. Okay, so which relatively obscure chapter was on the cover art for the first edition of Warhammer 40,000? Okay. Let's take a look-see. Andy!
Yeah.
For God's sake! The mentors, really?
Oh. No, because they were in first edition, and they were like right at the start.
Get them out of here.
Get them out of here.
I said obscure, and I was like,
that's
obscure.
A law crime.
Okay, yeah, they, in fairness, they're not obscure. Okay, the answer is obviously the Crimson Fists.
Yeah.
They're not as cool. That's what threw me off.
Like Ultramarines or Imperial Fists, you know?
Yeah, but they're like, that's what I was, I got to be honest, I thought that, and I was like, but they're not obscure. That's like, the Black Templars are obscure. Like, no, they're not.
They're kind of relegated to obscurity these days, though.
On the Black Templars level anymore.
I'd say they are still kind of obscure.
That's why my thinking pattern was the mentors are weird, because they've been there since like the very beginning, and they were like, oh, you could actually put them in your army, and then they evolved that to, oh, their chapter is about, they literally are like head teachers who go around all the chapters and go like, right, the CO exam results, what are you up to? This could be improved. And so that's what threw me off.
Better head teacher than there.
You got the right answers on the last
they're
question.
Actually my favorite chapter as well.
Oh, I'm so sorry. This must have been so disappointing for you. That's entirely my bad. I should admit that.
No.
They've been.
You did say
down.
It wasn't that.
Don't worry,
obscure.
I'm going to smash
you
the next two questions. It's fine.
It's all good. All good, brothers.
We'll see. Okay. Oh, I should say for the Hal also answered cryptic munge, which.
Yeah, I think about it.
I don't even know what to do with that.
Is that minus 5 points? That must be minus 5 points.
That must be. Yeah, we'll have to
just that. Just the fact that you said that phrase now, and it's on the internet. Your channel's a bit more spiky.
His mobile phone notification when he gets a text.
Cryptic munge doesn't even mean anything.
Well, I don't know. I can imagine some things it might mean, but I don't want to.
Let's not go there. This is a kid friendly channel.
How you were full of shit.
So everyone got that correct then.
Okay, everyone got that correct except Andy, and that was partially due to my own formulation of the question, which I admit was not ideal. So we will... I don't know how you want to handle that since you're the one tallying the points.
It's fine, I'm going to smash it. I reckon the next two I'm going to do really well, but...
Yeah, so he's already got it. Like, he's let him slam dunk us. Let's shove our heads in the toilet.
Was, what weapon is on the chapter badge of the Emperor's Spears? And it is, of course... Say it with me, guys.
That's
right. For some goddamned reason. A trident isn't a spear, I'm sorry. It's a fishing implement.
I didn't have a chance in hell.
That keeps you up at night?
What did you say, Colin?
I mean, it's annoying, because it's like, they're called the Emperor's Spears, right? So their chapter badge should be a spear, or have a spear on it. But no, it's a trident. It's a trident with a skull on it.
Yeah, Poseidon's annoyed. He's like, give that back.
A trident is a goddamn spear. Colin also answered cum sock.
Oh, God.
That's about right.
It may surprise you all to know there is no chapter, there is no Space Marine chapter with a cum sock on their chapter badge. Really?
There's got to be like one. There's got to be one slot.
11th edition, just you wait.
There's got to be a Slaanesh warband out there.
Imagine trying to throw that like a javelin.
It's a chapter relic. every battle brother must donate to it.
Donate to it? Oh,
no, Eli, no, you went too far.
Donate!
Thank you all for watching Lore Crimes. We apologize once again for our.
I want to have my name brushed off the credits, please.
Quickly. We just silhouette you now. Voice modulate you so people can't tell who you are.
Oh my god. Quickly, guys, throw the cum sock.
Brothers, gather here.
Brothers, I am pinned here.
Sacred moment.
Don't let the blood ravens near the cum sock.
Oh god.
Okay, Hal also said for that one, I speed home so I can kiss my dad on the lips, which is very sweet.
Oh my god.
Hal, I didn't know you were related to Tom Brady.
But he wisely changed it.
I put sentient smegma first, yes.
Oh my gosh.
The classic.
So, just to clarify. Just to clarify, so who got that right? There were so many answers there that I'm not sure what's going on anymore.
Yeah, I think everyone except Colin, who did not take it seriously. And wrote
Okay,
so has clarity been achieved? Not clarity.
Yeah.
Okay, so the final bout the GT Final Bout.
Grand Tour.
Which Primarchs have chapters named directly after them, and which Primarch has the most chapters named after them? So, we've got Gilliman, Dorne, Sanguinius, and Jagatai from Andy, which are all correct. That is the correct answer.
Damn.
Yeah.
Yes, and he also answered Dorne has the most. That's true as well. So, 2 points.
And I named all the chapters. Yes, 2 points.
You smug prick.
So I only get 2 points for all of that.
Dude, I only asked two questions. Aww. You went above and beyond.
I thought there'd be like a point per Primarch you mentioned or something. I mean,
you're selling the points, so you can give yourself as much many points as you want, and I won't know.
I'm giving myself 50 points for that.
I'm copping off. I'm copping a fat L this question.
Come on, you buffoon, you scoundrel. You said Gilliman, Lionel Johnson, Lehman Russ, and Sanguinius.
What? Lehman Russ?
Was named after Lehman Russ.
Just a second.
I was really hoping there was like a Sons of Russ Primaris chapter out there or something I missed.
That is the silliest thing I ever heard in my life. But I will grant you that there are a lot of chapters called Lions of something, so... You know,
yeah.
Actually, how many angels there are? There's loads of angels.
Don't have the name Lion in your Primarch name, and I won't have to be so confused.
Yeah. I thought it was the Lion was one too. Frick.
Lion's is pronoun.
Okay, I've just had to rethink how I formulate that whole question, like how many points people get for it, because like Colin did get one. He got two Primarchs right. So
should we do max five then?
Yeah, that's like way better.
Four Primarchs and then one bonus for whoever gets the most.
Yeah, no, that's way better. Thank you for being the angel on my shoulder.
You're welcome. That's what you... I made you read out, I speed home and kiss my dad in the lips.
Oh, man.
Tom Brady.
Yeah, so Andy gets five, I think, and then Colin gets one. No, two.
Woo!
Colin gets two. Eli... Let us... Okay. Yeah, you got three right for the Primarchs. You said the Lion instead of Sanguinius. No, you said Lion instead of Gilliman.
Mm-hmm.
But you got the most chapters right for Dorne.
Nice.
So you get 4 out of 5.
Are we tied?
Ooh, we're still tied, man. Jeez.
Okay, and...
I did poorly.
You got Gilliman and Sanguinius right, but... Yeah, so 2 out of 5 there.
Damn.
So, what are we looking like?
Ferris and Korax.
Bro, what kind of chapter name is Korax in it?
I thought one of them might do. Or this, it's like Raven. Yeah. They're basically all Raven.
The Ravens of the Ravens.
Kaka.
Armed in Raven armor with their Raven claws and their Raven
goggles.
That's
just the Space Wolves, but Ravens.
That's true. 100% true.
Okay.
Thing is, have you seen that AI modulated version of Jonathan Keebles where someone did a video talking about all the Primarchs and the Corvus Corax one? It's just like Corvus Corax is so irrelevant to the setting that he's harder to see when he's not invisible. You're like, ooh, that hurts.
Pain.
Birdman.
If those
Riven Guard
kids could read, they'd be very upset.
Oh, Lord. Alrighty then, I think we're, oh my god, I wonder who's winning now though. Andy, you
probably
and Lee.
Andy.
Me and Eli are on 18 points apiece. We are
Christ!
Very... Hi, baby.
I mean, the scores at the moment, I believe, are me and Eli are on 18, Howe's on 14, and Colin's on 12.
Right. Yeah!
Double digits!
You know, Colin, you do have the like largest channel by far out of all of us, I think, so... This is simply the universe balancing
itself.
Fuck you, I have more subs. Like, I can always drop that.
I make myself look like a clown on my own channel. I'm happy to play the role of the jester here as well.
Just imagining Colin fanning a bunch of US dollars going, oh, I'm losing the quiz. Oh, what a shame. With his silver play button just in a big shrine.
I'm melting it down into a Raven Garden mini as we speak.
So it can go on a shelf and never be seen again.
Okay. I did have a bonus question in my pocket that I may now withdraw. Okay.
Withdraw?
The winner takes it all. This last question is inexplicably worth 10 million points. So
what?
It's like the golden snitch in Harry Potter. So I don't know. Whoever gets it right wins, I guess. Okay. Which one of these is not a real Space Marine chapter?
Oh, here we go.
Oh, no. Andy, come on.
Which one of these is not a real Space Marine chapter? Okay. The Gore Golems, the Tarantulas, the Silver Stewards, the Genesis chapter, and the Painbringers. So which of these is not a real Space Marine chapter?
Oh no. Wait, we had a massive rant. We had a massive rant about one of these guys. The Genesis chapter, Colin. Oh no. Andy, have you got this? Just please be honest with me. I don't know.
Hey,
Here's the thing I will say. I made all the logos, but if I'm thinking about this, these are probably ones that don't have logos, so I am kind of uncertain.
Yeah.
They're not like... I think most of them are like single paragraph in an issue of White Dwarf. So these are really bottom of the barrel. Except the Genesis chapter. I think they have like a color scheme and stuff.
I guess I'm low.
It's a 1 out of 5, isn't it?
I mean, Colin, did you want to talk about what we said about the Genesis chapter in the Ultramarines podcast?
I love my bargain bin Ultramarines. Fucking discount Dan Smurfs.
Nice.
Is it obvious, this one, or is this...
I'm not saying nothing
because everything rides on this one.
Can I ask a question? Could the one that's not real be a homebrew?
No, it's I literally just made it up when I was writing the questions. Oh.
Okay.
Oh. Well, that depends if he's gone for one that like sounds too normal to be safe, or he's gone for one that's obscure.
Right. Can I change my answer really quick? Can I redo my answer really quick? I've had a change of heart.
Yeah, that previous one was a bit R-rated, a bit.
Oh no, I'm keeping that other part, and I'm just changing the actual answer.
I think someone's clinched it.
Oh no!
Okay. I don't know if this achieved its intended outcome. I think I have to. The Silver Stewards are fake.
Oh.
Yes!
The Gore Golems. So
Andy got it. Yeah, the Gore Golems are real. I don't know. No, did you change that before I saw it, or did you?
Oh, me? No, I added in the bit after it. Which, do you want to read that out?
I really don't.
I'll read it. It's the Silver Stewards / I moan when I wipe.
Oh my god! Come on!
I need to add a bit of funny.
No.
I had Silver Stewards first, though. Don't worry.
So yeah, Andy and Hal both got that.
Woo! Mm-hmm. I thought it might be that because it just seemed like I thought it might be tarantulas, but that just seemed like too out there, and maybe it'll be a boring one.
Yeah.
I knew about the Gore Golems, Painbringers, and Genesis chapter because they're a bit like two Edge Lords, and we already talked about the Genesis. So for me, it was tarantulas. They've got things like the wasp people. How about they called the ones from the Badab War? The Yellow Jackets. So I was like, they probably have tarantulas. So I thought Silver Stewards seems like it's trying too much to be like Tome Keepers or something. So
you got me.
A bit safe, isn't it? A bit safe.
I looked up Gore Golems so oh, that sounds cool. I'll make a video about them. There's one sentence.
Yeah. One sentence.
Is there a loyalist space marine chapter of unknown founding and genetic origin?
You know what it is? Awesome. It's one of those ones where someone at Games Workshop's kid came to like watch them, like one of those like bring your child to work day, and they're like, I want to make up a chapter. And it's like, all right, go on then. Gore Golems. Right. And that was all it was.
This is from this is in the 9th edition Space Marines Codex, apparently.
Yeah, it is at least what? Codex. Like, I was gonna include the Knights of Byzantium, Oh, I like they're on the chapter list in on Lexicanum, but it's like literally just some guy who works at Games Workshop's homebrew chapter, so I don't know if that
they're like they've got a logo. They look like a purpley Sons of the Iron Hands thing.
Yeah, it's not. They're not in a codex or in White Dwarf. It was just on the website, so I don't know if that counts. Mm. So I decided to change it.
Got a sick purple color scheme, though.
I've got their logo somewhere. Let me see if I can find it for you.
And it's a hippocampus.
Yeah, I was going to go with them. I was going to do the question, like, what's the only Space Marine chapter named after a real place? But then, like, oh, are they official? Are they unofficial? I don't know. So I erred on the side of caution. I'm sure no one would have cared either way.
We've got a cool logo.
Yeah, that's all you need, really.
Are you telling me there's not a chapter called Greg's in Brixton?
No, there should be.
That's a very UK joke, by the way. Mm-hmm. I don't think you have Greg's in North America, do you? Do you know what Greg's is, Colin?
Yeah, I know what Greg's is from the 4chan green text where the man was kicked out of Greg's for being racist.
What a ultra-specific thing to know.
I mean, you asked.
Oh my god. Should we tally up the scores, boys?
Yeah.
Andy, you have to... Andy's got to let us know how we all did now, because I'm quaking.
Are we adding a point to the scores with me and Hal, like just 1 point or something?
Yeah, what's good? Or 10 million points, whichever way you want to take that.
Okay.
Yeah. 10 million points.
That'd be joint first then.
Yeah.
The only thing is, I do the scoreboards. I don't want to put 10 million in this really tiny frame, so we'll just add one.
We'll do so, one. Fine.
That's okay, spirit. So... The least resistance.
Yeah. It's actually quite close. So, in fourth place, with 12 points, we had Colin.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Double digits, nothing to be ashamed of.
Hey.
I'm showing, I'd say.
Are we still holding to whoever got the bonus technically overrules someone with points, or we're just going to add 1 point?
I think we'll just add 1 point.
What do you want? One's fine.
Okay. Well, in that case, minus 10 million points from that. Hal came in third with 15.
Yeah, not bad for my weak spot, technically.
And then it was between me and Eli by 1 point.
I'm doomed to lose forever now.
Eli got 18.
So hard on the chat. I got 19. Question, bro.
I'm so sorry, Eli.
That one wipe, it cost you everything.
Dude,
you had an opening when I messed up. The fourth question?
The Crimson Fists.
Yeah,
the Howling Griffins
that,
and stuff.
That was a cruddy question, maybe. So that's my fault.
Oh,
that was fun.
I'll copy and paste better next time. I swear.
could be worse. You could have typed worse. In cryptic munge. I speak over kiss my down the lips. Yeah, and I'm like, white. You could have written that.
I didn't have a single meme answer to this quiz. That's crazy. Mm.
I know. Eli was playing to win.
Yeah, right.
We're on our best behavior with our guest today.
Yeah. I was certainly not.
You were.
Or merriment. I take myself very seriously, I'll have you know.
Didn't you yell out like literally tell like 20 minutes ago, oh, you have rain, I'm coming.
Was under duress. You made him say
I was pressurized.
I peer pressured.
Still my dignity though, because I didn't say I'm on when I. Oh shit!
Oh man!
The mastermind behind Chief Lord Gluck and the Whip would never stoop so low.
Oh my gosh! That's one of my favorite. What? Jeez, that's one of my favorite videos on the internet.
Like... Yeah, I used Slaanesh fan art, and she had her titties out.
Oh yeah.
So it was only on screen for like 2 seconds, but it still did me in.
Oh man, that's such a funny video. Holy frick. You should all go watch that video, viewers.
Let's all go watch some Dreadanon videos with Adblock off.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, actually watch this without Adblock as well. We'll appreciate it, boys.
Yeah.
That would be nice.
We have to say that thank you so much for coming on, Dread. Thank you very much. We have scarred you. I think
I'll never be the same.
You will not. Warhammer is not the same for any of us. We are victims. Thank you so much for coming on, man. It was pretty cool to get a bit of fair. Obscure chapters is not something we would have probably necessarily delved into. So it's nice to have a bit of spice there.
Andy, you punked me, Andy, because I didn't know I was dealing with an expert.
So. Yeah, he's quite terrifying in terms of lore.
I like that, just like my gravestone. Andy, quote from Hal, he was quite terrifying.
That's like the wrestler meme, is it the Undertaker, where Colin mentioned it?
Standing before,
the Undertaker's just standing behind, just like breathing in, like pretty heavily. Thank you for everyone who played along, everyone who was listening as well. Hopefully you suffered as much as we did there. Obviously, we said some foul stuff at some point. So
mainly,
mainly me.
It's already over. Preemptively cancelled.
Preemptively. This will be embarrassment for the future. Don't worry, people. So thank you so much for watching, guys. If you want to see more of this, if you want to see Dread come on again, maybe he might be one of our little guests as well. I mean you'll actually play the quiz maybe next time.
And then we have some ideas of what we could maybe do in the future, like an idea of maybe we have a chosen champion of lore crimes pitted against one of our guests or something like that. We'll see what happens.
Something spicy, boys. And for next time, we've actually got a little bit of a different idea. We'll keep that as a surprise for now. So we'll obviously, you'll have to stay tuned and see what's coming next. Again, thank you, Dredd. Thank you so much for coming on, man. It was really cool.
It was an absolute pleasure. Yeah. I had a great
time. Awesome, man. Thank you so much, man.
Very epic.
And lastly, again, thank you guys so much for listening, and we'll catch you all next time. See you guys.
Take care, everyone.
Everybody.